Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Nate Bauman. We're talking about the girls' basketball. 18-2, the Lady Blue Jays wrap up the regular season and have won 8 consecutive here to end the regular season. So, Coach, you want to be winning. You want to be playing good basketball at the end. And amazing, we were just talking about, you ended up getting all 18 games in, as hard as it was here, and to go 18-2 and get 20 games in this year, you got to feel pretty good about all that, huh?
Yeah, that's the biggest blessing that we have going. It was a rough schedule over the last month maybe to get them all in, but to now be able to have our 20 in and take a little bit of a deep breath after these last 4 in a row and get ourselves ready for Soap State really works out well. I'm also glad we avoided the games in the next 2 days that a lot of teams are still playing to get things in. So,
no doubt.
We need some practice time, and that allows us to do that.
So you played Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, beating Hiawatha pretty handily the first time, and then beating Royal Valley by 11. That was a huge win, avenging one of your 2 losses. So you've avenged both your losses now here in February this year. Win at Prairie La Compton by 13, and then beat Hiawatha again last night by 12. So all the games kind of a 12 to, 15-point type of contest. Did you feel like your team just kind of did what they needed to do and executed fairly well?
Yeah, especially the last 2 games, I felt like we were maybe just kind of workmanlike and maybe did play our best, but found a way to get it done. So I was pleased with those efforts. It's just always tough to win, and when you play a team as good as Hiawatha twice in 4 days or whatever, and that's going to be tough with how good Coach Jasper is. So. And then Perry's really talented. We had him up. We were up big on him at halftime, and I don't know if we relaxed a little or if they just got hot. I think it was maybe a little of both. But they're so talented and so big and long that they can give you trouble as well. So the last 2 games were kind of more like that. Just let's get through them and get a win and then get some rest. But last week I thought we really played well. We played well against Hiawatha the first time. The game last night was more what I thought the first one would be, and we ended up being able to spread that one out a little bit more and win it a little more comfortably. And then, obviously, Royal Valley, we were just fantastic defensively. To hold that team to 33 points was never in my wildest dreams. So, but our girls really just locked down and maybe had a little revenge on their minds from the last time we played them, but knew they had to be focused the whole 32 minutes to get that done.
You're lucky to have some seniors and some seniors that have quite a bit of varsity experience. I know your last 2 were on the road, but do you feel like the seniors, the leadership, and now kind of stepping up with this 8-game winning streak and heading into the postseason are a real kind of key for your team to stay focused, level-headed, and focused on the big picture?
Yeah, they really are. They're watching film of Pleasant Ridge today, trying to get them figured out, and they're just all in and ready to go and knowing that we're playing well right now, but also knowing that we have a severe challenge next week to try to get through that sub-state. So, I really like where we're at. I feel like we know we're playing well, but we're not satisfied at all and not just resting on anything. So.
Yeah, sub-state going to be pretty brutal, possible rematches in that. But as you mentioned, you kind of take it a game at a time. And I think one of the best things for you, as tough as this sub-state is, I mean, the fact that you played on your home court also has to be a little bit of an advantage, right?
Oh, yeah, I think definitely. Just to be comfortable in your surroundings, whether it's your locker room or or the court or even just not having to get on a bus can be good. So, I think those are all good advantages. But, we know how good those teams are. It doesn't matter where you play, that it's going to be difficult for us.
Well, I look forward to spending a lot of time in the Sabetha Gymnasium next week. Should be some great games, Coach. Best of luck in that tournament, and thanks for your time as always.
I appreciate it, Justin. Thank you.
Nate Bauman, head coach of the Lady Jays. Sabetha Locker Room Chats continue next with boys coach Scott Berger.